The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 20 December 2016. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Michigan. How you doing?
Hi, John. I'm doing great. I just wanted to say, last night I watched CNN, and they were interviewing a man from the Netherlands who's running for office, and they call him the Dutch Donald Trump. And the interview was really great. And the interviewer said, well, your country's always been very tolerant, you know, open and progressive. He says, you know what? The problem is we tolerated tolerance too much. And I thought that was a great statement.
That is a great statement.
That was excellent. And just to prove it, he goes to January 2017, issue of the National Geographic.
Yeah.
A little boy on there.
Yeah.
Dressed like a girl.
I've seen
it. The issue is about changing your gender.
Yeah. As if children aren't confused enough. I mean, as your boys are growing up, you know, they're developing muscles and testosterone, and, you know, one day they've got this high, squeaky little voice, and the next day their voice starts to crack. There's many changes that happen to human beings. More noticeable in boys, I guess, than girls. But, yeah, I mean, if the world isn't, it's a wonderful but a frightful place all in one. But now enter in confusion about what you're going to grow up to be and how you're going to act and what bathroom you're going to use. I mean, enough. And that guy's exactly right. We have tolerated tolerance way too long. Way too long.
Yep.
All right.
I raised a son. And, you know, all the boys go through this period where girls are yucky.
Oh, yeah.
You know, got cooties and everything.
Yep.
And I sat him down and I said, honey, I know how you feel about girls right now. I'm telling you, one day you're going to change your mind. You're going to like girls. But see, if I sat him down and said, well, honey, maybe you're confused. Maybe you're never going to like girls. You know what I mean?
Maybe the reason why you don't like girls is because you're gay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, you tell kids, hey, you know, you go through that cootie thing. But someday you're going to like girls a lot, believe me. You know, and he's married now with two girls.
Well, and you know what's fascinating to me? I mean, we have such a short time to dance around on this little dirt ball in a universe without end. And to be confounded and confused and, you know, I mean, it like I said, it's hard enough for children to see the world as it is rather than how they wish it would be or how they wanted it to be, and it's not. You know, those were coping skills that you and I learned as we were growing up, how the world really is and how we react to it and how we fit in it. But not anymore. When you don't like it, you just claim some exceptional above the fray and you make up your own rules and now you want other people to abide by them? Well, no, I'm not gonna. Sorry. And if that's tolerance and acceptance, I'm unacceptably intolerant, I guess. Laura, I thank you for your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Oh, here's Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry in Chicago.
Well, hello, John. I'm just trying to wrap up my laundry and pack up some of my stuff because I leave after work tomorrow. I had to go do a job with my cousin who lives about 100 miles away from where I'm at right now.
How far is that phone from where you're at right now?
It's right up next to my face.
Really? You must be in a laundry room because it sounds like you're shouting to me down a rain barrel.
I moved into the bathroom here and the fan is running while the light is on. Is that better?
That's much better. Thank you.
Okay. I didn't realize. I can't hear the other end coming out. But anyway, yeah, I did tell you about that fourth grader. And, I asked her. Because she seemed very upset with her mother, because her mother did not vote for Hillary Clinton. And she was coming home every day telling her mother, well, if you don't vote for Hillary Clinton, America's doomed, Ma. We're all going to be in the poorhouse and living on the street and blah, blah, blah. And we might even be kicked out of the country. And I asked her, who bet you all of that crap? She goes, well, I hear it from my teachers. And I was blown away. I said, now, at what point aren't teachers teaching math and science and how to read and how to think rather than what to think?
And this bears interjection. At this point, she's fourth grade, 10 or 11 years old. How many years away from voting age? There's a reason why the voting age is 18 years of age. I think it's 18 in most states. But why is that? Because they're children with a rudimentary understanding that they're barely able to dress themselves, let alone take views of politics. And Jerry, this is not the first time that I have heard this. I've heard this almost this exact phraseology coming from other students that have gone to other schools. And I've admonished people, do not use these public schools as your babysitting service. That you can just walk away and not give a damn. Well, as long as you go to school every day and you get good grades, that's it. That's the end of the parental responsibility here. They're ruining your children's minds.
Oh, I agree. I agree, especially when, she's sitting down and she's so upset. And I said, boy, you're all of fourth grade. I said, so you're pretty close to knowing everything there is to know in the world. Within a few years, because usually when you hit 16 years old, you know everything.
You got that right.
And then you really get into a learning experience. What was that old saying that, when I was 2 years old, my dad was the biggest, greatest, strongest man in the world. And when I was 16 years old, I couldn't believe how stupid my dad was. And when I was 40 years old, I thought my dad was a genius.
Yeah.
Again, something of that nature. But this girl was quite upset and everything, and I asked her, I says, do you trust your mother? And she says, yes. And I says, do you trust Mark, my cousin? And she says, yes. And I said, do you trust Pam, Mark's wife? She said, yes. I said, do you trust me? And she said, yes. I says, boy, that's unbelievable, because this is the first time we've met. I said, so how trusting are you? How gullible are you? How vulnerable are you if you trust me? I said, I'm from Chicago. I said, you ever listen to the news? I said, that's the town where somebody gets shot just about every hour of every day. I said, that's the town I live in. I said, so yeah, you trust me? I didn't know I'm not one of the ones out there shooting them. And she was like, I said, so how can you trust it? And then I told her a story. And it was about your middle index finger. We use it a lot when we're driving and somebody cuts us off. You know which one. Did you ever hear the story of how that came to be?
Gosh, a long time ago. And it was a symbol of something, but it wasn't the latter-day version.
You're absolutely right on that. And it came about in the days of William Wallace the Scotsman. Because anybody getting caught hunting in the King's Forest would get both their middle fingers cut off. That is your bow finger. So now you can't hunt. Now you can't feed yourself. Now you can't feed your family. So when the king would come around once a year, like the queen does now of England through Canada and through London and everything else like that, I hear she shuts down the roads for a whole day in Britain just to let everybody know who the boss is. Well, all of the peasants and all of the Scotsmen used to raise their middle finger to let the king know, I don't hunt in your forest, I still have my finger.
And it's taken on exactly the opposite toward politicians and kings alike today.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. But then I asked her, I said, did you ever hear that before? And she goes, no. And I said, okay, do you believe in what I just said? And she goes, well, I don't know. I said, you don't know because you haven't had the time to research it. Why don't you research everything that your teacher tells you about Hillary Clinton? And if your teacher has told you 10 things good about Hillary, I says, I can probably tell you 70 bad things for every one good thing that she says about Hillary. I says, and those things are true. You can look them up. There's facts that back that. There's no facts that are backing what your teachers are saying. I said, your teacher shouldn't be teaching you that crap. They're pumping, they're brainwashing you. I said, it's just another technique that they're going to get you to do their will. You're going to go to the voting poll when you're 18 years old, and you're going to vote for the most despicable person because they got a nice smile or they wear their pants down around their kneecaps, you know?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, again, you know, we're talking about children, and politics is a sordid business. I mean, it really is. It does not display the best attributes of human beings when they're trying to convince people that, yeah, I'm the best person for the job, but I'm also a salesman and a damn good accomplished liar, and I have people around to create the illusion of who I'm projecting myself to be. A child of that age would not understand that. They don't have enough experience dealing with other human beings, different circumstances and different environments to make up their mind. But you gave that kid. Now, what I would like to see is I'd like to see that teacher taken to task because she's politicizing children. And I don't think they teach political science to fourth graders, do you?
No, I don't, John. And I looked right at her mother, and her mother's about 47 years old. I looked her right in the eye, and I said, if I was the kid's parent, I said, I'd be down at the school board meeting raising all kinds of hell about why are you giving my children a lesson in this kind of crap. You know, I said, I would make a nuisance of myself. In fact, I think I would have to be escorted out by an armed sheriff's police in order to leave the meeting.
Well,
and then I would also, my kid leave the school and I'd homeschool my kid.
Well, and you know what? The way a lot of this and the protection is being afforded by federal laws, and it's discrimination. You can't discriminate against somebody because of their age or their sex or their color or their sexual orientation and whatever else. These are federal laws. And what these teachers' unions are doing is they're protecting these college professors and these high school teachers, or in this case, grade school teacher. They're protecting them. And that's not what this is about. I think it's an absolute stroke of genius by Donald Trump saying that he's going to tear apart this Department of Education and turn it back to the states. Now, you can just imagine in California when they have full purview over the curriculum in their schools, what they're going to be teaching those kids. But the good thing is that the people in Montana are not going to be teaching the same thing that they're teaching their school children in California. But the point is that this is all federally based. Well, it's a stroke of genius. Turn it back to the states. Get the federal government the heck out of education. We'll still have to deal with all that federal, you can't, you know, do this, you can't do that laws. You know, that it's a step in the right direction. But Jerry, you just said you looked the 47-year-old mother in her face, in her eyes, and said, why aren't you down at that school? If you expose this, if you go after it and they find out, and here's the thing. You won't hear about these stories because they're not put on national news. People get upset when they hear about stuff like this, and they go, well, natural thing. Well, that was in California, or that was here or there. Is it happening in my schools, in my districts? And once they find out it is, well, now you've got, you're building opposition to their crap, so the news media won't cover it, so people aren't looking. They aren't even looking in their own backyard. And as I've said before, people are so detached from their children's lives, they use the public school system as a babysitting service. And that's it. Shame on the parents.
Oh, you're not kidding, John. And I mean, I've done a lot of work in the Chicago public schools for the last 20 years. And those schools never close. It's a cold day in hell when those schools are closed because it's an indoctrination system and it is a babysitting program because these kids aren't learning anything. And the funny thing is I have a friend of mine. His wife got on as a substitute teacher and realized what her kids were going through at this school. She yanked all of her kids out of school. She quit her job, and she homeschooled them. These kids were prepped for college by, freshman year, eighth grade, somewhere in that time frame. And all these kids are brainiacs. And not only that, they're the most polite human beings you'll ever meet in your life. And that amazes me. Yeah. I mean, you hear all this crap about, you know, the kids have no social life and they grow up a little weird because they're homeschooled and everything. No, you know what? You shed the garbage that you're taught every single day. How many classes did you go to where you just felt like sleeping the whole class away?
Yeah.
Because it was boring.
Yeah.
You know, English. I remember getting pulled out in the hallway in high school, and my English teacher says, "What is your problem?" I said, "I'm going to tell you what my problem is, and I'm a senior." I says, "You know, I've taken this English for 12 freaking years." I says, "I was born and raised in this country." I says, "I know how to write a letter. I know how to read. I know how to speak the language. I know how to look up the meanings of the words if I don't understand them." I says, "Why do I have to keep taking this crap course?" I says, "And there's people coming over to this country. There's people in the school right now that cannot speak English. Can you tell me, isn't this a waste of time?" I said, "Let's do each other a favor. Just pass me so I can get out in the working world and have a career, and I'll behave in your class. Just leave me alone. I don't want to learn poetry. I don't want to learn how to write it, although I do write poetry. Let me be me. I just want to get out and work and make a decent living. That's all I want to do. And English isn't going to help me do it."
Well, and in school, I was appreciative of English only because I really liked the English teacher, and she was a female. Oh. So even at the tender age of, 13 years old, being in seventh grade, you know, I recognized my place in the world, and I was a boy and she was a girl. Yeah, forget the fact she was three times older than me, but, you know, crushes and infatuations happen with young boys. And the only other classes I ever liked was science because it interested me. And reading, even though I didn't like the teacher, and he acknowledged that, you know, I'm not liked by a whole lot of students. And he said, "Quite frankly, I don't give a damn if you like me." He said, "You are going to pass my class because I'm here to tell you that reading and comprehension is one of the foremost things that's important in any further education or not. Just you being able to read and digest and understand what you're reading. It's most important. So I don't give a damn whether you like me or not." I had profound respect for that man after he said that.
That's really good.
Yeah, didn't care. You know, nowadays, teachers, we can't hurt the students' feelings. You know, if we ever hurt the teacher's feelings, that wasn't a hurt feeling. She'd just say, "Get down to the principal's office. I'll see you later." All right. Hey, Jerry, thank you for the call. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, John, have a Merry Christmas and a good New Year.
You too. It can't be any suckier than this last year. Well, it turned out okay. Well, at least we think it's going to turn out okay. Help me get out of this. Go to break.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We are back. 800-313-9443. It's kind of a slow news day. They're trying to use the recent shooting of the Russian ambassador. More piling on of Putinism, I guess you could call it. The market was, Dow Jones was creeping up to the magic number 20,000, so they could all celebrate. You celebrate? Celebrate what? It's going to be a hard fall when that stock market starts to lose. It's, I guess you could call it irrational exuberance. Bob, South Carolina. Hello, Bob.
Hey, John.
Hey.
John, I've been with you since your very first day of broadcasting on Republic.
Whoa.
Back, well, I think it was back around 96 or something like that, wasn't it?
No, it was Republic Broadcasting was actually 2004. In its current state, I was on Republic Radio International, the original network. Oh, gosh, that was back, maybe it was 96. Yeah, 95, 96.
Yeah, I think you first started out in shortwave or something like that, didn't you?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, and you were with, I can't remember his name. I don't know why I can't remember, but,
Kernkey. Kernkey.
Yeah, Kornkey, that's it, yeah.
Yep.
You guys were a team back then, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's how far back I go. You were out there before even Alex came on. Alex was just getting out of his diapers, I think.
Well, and he was on a little radio station down here in Austin, Texas, and I don't know how the contact was made, but I listened to some of his shows, and I put him on the network on Saturdays at the time. He just had a Saturday show. He didn't have a Monday through Friday, and I thought, well, this guy's a hellraiser. Let's put him on. Yeah.
Yeah, look how things have changed in all those years.
Yeah, and he's...
But anyways, I called John because I just wanted to say thanks for everything you've done over all those years. And I think if it wasn't for you and other super patriots like you, that we wouldn't have gotten to where we are today, looking like we might be able to take our country back. So if you decide to leave... And go off and do something else because of, for whatever reason. I just want to say thanks for everything, man.
Well, I appreciate it, Bob. I made a deal with the listening audience. I didn't know, and this is prior to Trump's election and prior to all this internet, all this hate speech and fake news and all this other stuff. I think the battle is just starting, but we have had our impact. And it's been very slow. You've heard me say, if you've listened to me this long, you've heard me say, you send out a sonar ping and you don't hear anything back. Well, we didn't expect to all these years. Well, now we're getting exactly the response off of the impact that we have had. And they've got to shut us up. They've got to shut us down.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, if history ever accurately records what happened with this change in attitude and stuff like that, people like you should go down in history as the people that caused it to happen. So,
well, the only thing that I want on my gravestone is like a Juan Valdez kind of thing. I hate a bad cup of coffee. I think that's the worst thing a human being can do to another human being is give them a bad cup of coffee. So. Maybe I'll have something written on my epitaph on my tombstone that the worst thing in life is a bad cup of coffee or something like that.
I think I remember you saying back when I first started listening to you, how you got into all this stuff was you were a mechanic or something like that, and this guy was putting all the stuff in your ear, and you couldn't believe it, and you went and checked out yourself, and that's how you got involved in all that.
No, I was actually working for Designs and Textiles out of Livonia, Michigan. Did a lot of prototypical work for the auto industries with interiors and whatever else. Yeah, and that was the start of it. I tried to prove them wrong, and the more I tried to prove them wrong, the only thing I did was prove them correct.
All right, well, anyways, thanks a lot, John.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop fibromalic.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Finding the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Talk radio. You know, Bob made me think of something. The one-sided media out there, the communists that are running your information pipelines for oh so long. Now they're, it's just been reduced to name-calling. You know, you're a racist, you're a misogynist, you're a hater, you're a bigot, you're a this, you're a that. And rather than having open public debate, okay, let's bring these issues up in front of an audience, no matter whose audience it is, whether it's CNN's or MSNBC or Fox or anybody else. you know, let's act as adults and let's sit down and air our differences. And let's get the best of the best out there. Those are the best that are representing communism, USA, versus the republic and, you know, law and what's just right versus what is wrong. And I think that would be edifying, but that's not going to happen, is it? I'll tell you what these haters of the haters hate, and that's the truth. You know, I was pleasantly surprised by a recent column, as a matter of fact, today by Paul Craig Roberts. And he says, "Dear donors, thank you for your commitment to this website. You've kept your side of our agreement, and I will keep my side. This is truly your website. It's here because of you. I am fortunate that I grew up during a time when, despite the lies and disinformation, both private greed and government were checked by sometimes honest media and an alert population. The power of the people's votes had not been eclipsed by the power of campaign contributions. Truth mattered, and those who lost their integrity were ashamed. Today's world is different. We have no media, only a ministry of propaganda, except for parts of the internet, and the internet itself is in the hands of a few, such as Google, who are easily suborned by the oligarch forces that run the Matrix. Now that independent internet sites, rather than the New York Times, Washington Post, and Prestitute TV, are controlling explanations, as Donald Trump's election makes clear, the independent part of the internet finds itself, along with Trump, in the crosshairs of the ruling oligarchs and their prostitute media. It remains to be seen what Trump election will mean. If I were a young man in need of a career, it is unlikely I would find one by speaking the truth. Of all the things that are endangered in America today, truth is the most endangered. Without truth, we cannot save liberty. Wildlife, the environment, the working class, health care, or old age security, or the planet from nuclear war and environmental destruction. Truth is the bottom line, he says, and in America, nothing is less respected by the ruling elite and the prostitute media than truth. And again, you know, let me emphasize this, because this is as true as I'm sitting here right now and you're listening to my words. This is a rigged game. They will not allow a logical, thought-out, well-thought-out argument against their crap. It will not stand the light of day. It will not. Talk about living in revolutionary times. Just clinging to the truth makes you a radical. And this demonstrates how afraid they are of it. Rather than invite the conversation, they just want to shut it off. Well, I'm not going to go quietly in the night. I'm not going to shut up. And neither are you. John in B.C., I don't think that's before Christ, that must be British Columbia. Hello, John.
Hi, John Stadmiller. Really nice to talk to you for the first time.
How you doing, sir? You sound English.
No, I'm Australian.
Oh, okay.
I live in Canada.
If I would have let you talk for 10 more seconds, I guess I would have figured that out.
Yeah, it's all the Queen's English, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, I can't even remember how I stumbled onto RBN. I think you were selling your motorbike, your Harley. How long ago was that?
Oh, gosh, that has to have been four or five years.
Yeah, and I think you sold it to some guy in England.
Yeah, and he probably made a pretty... And you know, the funny thing about that, I never heard back from that guy, and he got one hell of a deal. That bike was... I sold it for $7,000. When that thing hit England, it was worth 20, no sweat. Never heard back from him, though.
Well, that means you got no complaints, right?
I guess not.
No, I'm kind of shy. I've listened to you, like, you probably guessed, for quite a while. I love the range of hosts that you have on your show. There's some people I don't like, but I listen to them anyway. And there's some people I like, and I listen to them all the time. The only reason I call is funny, because you had a caller earlier. that was talking about the bow finger, like the single finger.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual origin of that is because you could never pull a bow with one finger. So you'd always pull a bow back in the old, in the Middle Ages, you'd always pull a bow with two fingers.
Right.
And it's a big insult where I grew up in Australia. If you showed somebody your two fingers, it was, you wanted a punch in the head, basically. Because it meant that you were still able to, going back to the Middle Ages, you could deliver an arrow to people.
Also, it was just a threat of having two fingers, not using them for destruction. Just the fact that you had a middle finger and an index finger was a threat unto itself.
Exactly. It was your pointer finger and your middle finger, and you basically would show them to people and say, hey, I still got them. And left or right-handed, you watch out. So like I said, I've been here 20 years, and I could never figure out what was the big deal about the middle finger. It didn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
And it's not really even an insult. It's like, it's kind of funny. But that's why I called. But I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I really have told a lot of people about your station, and I continue to support you and to listen to your broadcast. And I'm going to hang up and just say Merry Christmas, John, and all the best for the new year.
Oh, and the same back to you, sir.
Yeah, and you have my respect. I guarantee that.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for your call. Thank you, John.
Okay.
All right.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Got a good first name too. Yeah, it doesn't matter what country you're from, where you've been living. It doesn't matter. Truth is the truth, no matter where you're living out on this planet. You know, I years ago had a meeting with the hierarchy, the manager and program manager, the station manager of WWCR. And we were holding a meeting far from their little home in Tennessee. I think it was in Georgia, Atlanta. And there we were sitting there having a meeting, and I guess it was just my approach to the subject matter. The one guy looked at me from WWCR and says, oh, we're going to tell the truth here. And I looked across the table. I was kind of astonished. I said, well, how else do you want to conduct business? Well, I didn't know you were going to give the harsh truth. And I said, is there any other kind? And he says, oh, yeah, there's several layers of truth. And I took exception to that. And, but for the sake of doing business at hand and working out a halfway decent price per hour for their time, I thought that was better to concentrate on that than make an issue out of his statement about the truth. And it was sometime later that I brought the subject matter up to him by phone. He was back in his office in Nashville, Tennessee. And I made comment about his... He says, well, look, I said, I've had a lot of time to think about this, and I said, I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions. And he said, well, look, he says, there are several layers of truth. And from my understanding, it was black and white. Water is wet. Sun rises in the east, sets in the west. These are immutable truths of life, and they don't change because of your perception or your personal opinion. It is what it is. And he said, well, he says, the point of me saying that, what may be true for you may not be true for me. And I had to think about that for a while. And I understood why he said it. Didn't understand it at the time. Maybe I still don't understand, because there are certain immutable truths in this life. Is it true that there's only two things? You know, death and taxes? Well, death. I don't know about that tax thing, but death is inevitable. That's a surety for every one of us, without exception. And I thought that was kind of a strange thing to say. Oh, we're going to speak truth here? Well, is there any other way to do it? Truth matters. Truth matters. And I'm going to be around for quite some time to come. Because our job is really just starting. We have a little restoration project. And I know a lot of you folks out there, oh, thank God Donald Trump got elected and Hillary Clinton didn't. Well, I'm in agreement with you. because it would have been a real battle. I think you would have seen moves against the internet, against radio broadcasts that are broadcast via the internet or web pages or whatever the like. Accuse it of being false, fallacious, not worth anything, shut it down. No. We don't live in your world. You're trying to change our perception of our long-held beliefs and values. Man. Berlin's market incident. Terrorism or a false flag? Steve Lindman, who used to have a broadcast on this network, he writes, it's too soon to know at this stage. Its timing raises suspicions. Coincidentally with Aleppo's liberation, the Russian, Iranian, Turkish foreign ministers meeting in Moscow on ways to resolve Syria's conflict diplomatically, America, Britain, France, and Germany excluded. The assassination of Russian ambassador to Turkey, I would classify that as being a provocative political act. U.S. electors affirming Trump's election, America's 45th president, despite a pro-Hillary coup attempting to prevent it. You know who just died yesterday? Zsa Zsa Gabor. 99 years old. Married, I don't know, 8 times? She was an unusual creature. Do you remember when we invaded, Kuwait? Zsa Zsa Gabor slaps a cop in L.A. For 3 days, mind you, that's what we got. Zsa Zsa Gabor. Meanwhile, we're doing our military adventurism, and nothing on the news about that. It was just Zsa Zsa Gabor slapped a cop. Perhaps the Ankara and Berlin incidents were linked, occurring on the same day. Were CIA dirty hands involved in both? Assassinating Russia's ambassador clearly intended to undermine growing Moscow-Ankara ties, including the possible cooperation in combating terrorism in Syria. Now, see, folks, Turkey happens to be one of those NATO alliances, one of those NATO countries, and these people ain't wrapped too tight, okay? They're not what you would consider to be friends and allies of the United States because they share very little in common with us. But because they're friends, and it's been stated many times, an attack on any one of our friends is just the same as an attack on America. Well, I beg to differ with you. That comes out of the neocon mind on how to keep us attached to endless war. You know, this whole terrorism thing. You know, what you don't hear on the news is the start of all this. The lies that got us into Iraq. The continued lies of toppling government after government. Funding the opposition, tearing countries apart until there's nothing left. You damn betcha they got to get rid of us. I would do that if I were them. But they're not going to do a confrontation. They're not going to invite a conversation to prove their case. They're just going to call it names and shut it down. Or try to. You know, the founding fathers, they were a pretty diverse group. But when we had this little Bill of Rights thing attached to that Constitution, which many of the Federalists or the people that wanted the power of the Fed, the federal government, they weren't necessarily down with that. But when the 10 amendments to the Constitution were drawn, well, you know the first one, assembly, freedom of speech, you know, the right to disagree, the right to assemble, peaceably assemble. You know, there was a reason why the Second Amendment wasn't put first and the first put second. That's ever if they had the timidity, the absolute gall to take that first one. The second one was right behind it as an insurance policy. Tim in Wyoming. Hello, Tim.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Thanks for I'm doing well. Yeah, thanks for excuse me. Thanks for taking my call. You were talking about the your radio woes as trying to get airtime on the station, and it reminded me of something that a person told me who was working at a station in California, and basically the same thing. We can't have your show on. We can't have a show like yours on if you're going to say things that the management doesn't agree with. And I said, if I have a show on your station and I've already talked to the manager and they already know what the show's about, why you're telling me something again that's the opposite of what I've already heard? And the person said, well, we had a show like the show that you want to put on earlier, and nobody liked it. And I said, well, it would help your station because there are a lot of people who want to hear the truth. I mean, you just call yourself the Lying Radio Network, the LRN, LRN. Sorry, that is an actual broadcasting organization. But I mean, why shouldn't they call themselves LR? The Lying Broadcasting Network.
Just for the reasons that I gave. That you don't dare let that voice out that would counter their propaganda. It just will not be tolerated. It will not be allowed.
Right. That was the idea. I understood it later on. I didn't understand it at the time, but I said, well, it sounds like you're trying to keep people from speaking their mind. You just want to have a, and I mean, I kind of did understand it. Like I say, it was. And this is probably 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago, when I thought about it. And I thought it would be interesting. And then later on, that same station, that same organization had a type of show on that I wanted to put on earlier. And I mean, it was fine because the management and the ownership changed. So at least they were doing something real.
Yeah. Well,
instead of just. Sorry.
Yeah, and the one thing that you never, ever, ever want to have, and I don't know that I would have the patience and the tolerance to try to shout down a liberal, but this is one of the, it's a blessing and a curse, having a network with limited stations out there, most of them low power FM, but needless to say, that we're talking to people that share common values. Common experience. And it was what most of us experienced in our lifetimes living in this country. What we're looking at right now is just a full-on cultural sea change, a flip, and to really divide and conquer. And I found this rather fascinating, listening to liberals or progressives, communists, give them a name. I don't care what you call them. You know, to actually watch this and then to try to shut it down by calling your opposition, which you created in the first place, you created the divide, you created the dissension, you're creating that tension out there, and then your way of dealing with it is just, well, this is foolish, this is wrong, we're just going to shut it down, we're going to shut it off. Well, you know what? Let them try. Just let them try, because we've got the boxes, and we just did the ballot box. Donald Trump demonstrated what a soapbox was for, and so have we over the years. Sometimes, just sometimes, it's successful in a jury box, but we all understood what the courts have become in this country. But when all's said and done, you know, they've failed miserably with trying to get the guns, the thing that protects that First Amendment. And if need be, we still have the cartridge box. So where are they going to go with this, Tim? How far are they willing to push this?
Well, I mean, you're asking, I know it's a rhetorical question, but I mean, I'll answer it anyway. I know that the establishment elite, the globalists that really run everything behind the scenes, want us to be at our throat, at each other's throats, mm-hmm. rather, not at our own throats, obviously, because, you know, of course, actually, if we were at our own throats, we'd be committing suicide, which would actually help them out more.
That's right.
But, you know, we're committing suicide by listening to their propaganda, by, you know, eating their GMO, by, you know, their GMO foods, by, you know, breathing in the chemtrail garbage, et cetera, all the things that are going on. I'm in Wyoming. I'm still trying. I still see people here. I still meet people here, which is surprising to me. I still meet people here who don't understand that, and they're longtime residents of Wyoming. They don't understand that the government has, you know, a hidden agenda, and the people that run the government, really, those are not those aren't the people really with the hidden agenda. It's the people that run the people that run the people.
Right.
The ones that are further back, the money people, it's not really a money thing. I mean, honestly, money is a representation of what they have.
It's the control the power of that control that they want to maintain. And again, you know, if people do not understand that, then they don't understand the original role of the government, both state and federal. It wasn't to create something that controlled your life through the government. It was to keep the government out of your life so they didn't have the control. This whole thing has been flipped, just like jurisprudence USA Today. It used to be that you were innocent until proven guilty. How many times in your life have you heard that? Now you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent to them. And there's no ramifications for being falsely accused through one of their agenda, policy-driven, codified pieces of crap that they've got no business doing in the first place. That's what those people up in Wyoming don't understand, and they better wake up.
Yeah. Well, like I say, it's the majority of the people here, I didn't say it, but it is true, the majority of the people here are at least most, you know, partly aware of what's happening, because, you know, this is, I guess you could say this is a conservative stronghold, a Republican stronghold, however you want to look at it.
Yeah, but that's not always necessarily a good thing, because I've met, and evidently you are as well, entrenched people that think they're conservative and they're good little Republicans, and that couldn't be farther from the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, conservatism in their mind is following the party line, I said this about Donald Trump. I said we shouldn't call him a Republican. We should call him a Republic man, a man for the Republic. Because honestly, that's what I think he's about. I don't think he's about the party. He's not about the I've said to people, you vote Republican, but you're voting for the Republican Party. You're not voting for the Republic.
Yeah. Hey Tim, I'm out of time here. I just wonder on a parting shot here. I just wonder if Donald Trump just sits around and is amazed by his own accomplishments so far. Look what the man's done just to get there. That's just incredible. All right. Hey, Tim. Thank you. Right. Appreciate your call. And folks, we made a deal. We made a deal. And I'm like Paul Craig Roberts. This thing is here for you. Support us. So we'll be here tomorrow and next week and next month and next year. Like I said, the party is just starting. Now the reconstruction starts. This is where it gets fun. Go to our website or call us here at the network with a donation. Make it a nice one. It's Christmas time. 800-724-2719. Dial extension 3 and talk to Mikey. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.